before we start, do you have any question? Do we have any question came to your mind whatsoever? I know that I... Yes, Yelami. Yeah. The consecration of the icons. Number one, the icon is not just a picture or a photo. The icon must be story, not just a photo of the person or the saint or the martyr. It's not just that. No, it's story of this patron, story of this deacon, story of this martyr, story of this saint. That's why in every icon you will find something differs from the others. The newest icon of Pope Kyrillus the Sixth is something real icon. You didn't see it. I don't know that if you saw it or not. It's Pope Kyrillus with the garment of the hekel, the burnous, and the crown. And then on this side, Marimina, the saint, behind him, the monastery, which he established. It's a part of his history. And from here also, I think the icon of St. Mark, because the body of St. Mark was brought in his era, and behind or back of St. Mark, the Church of Alexandria. So, as I say, the icon is not just a photo or a picture. And also, usually it's made by a special materials, and these materials remain for very, very long time. When I say long time, it means centuries. When you go to Al Sirian or Arbul El Baramous Monastery, you will find icons come back to the 4th century, so 1600 years, and still keeping the same colors like that. So they are special painting materials, and also surrounded by gold. And this is a real gold, 24 carat. So for your information, this icon were covered by late Ammarian Iskander, Farag Iskander. He did all these icons. You don't know that. Here. Yeah, Michel painting. The painting came. The gold around it. This is the copy from Isaac Fanous, the famous iconographer. Or iconographer of Coptic. Coptic art, yani. But this gold was made by Ammarian, and Moxie helped him on that. Your brother-in-law, Mike. So, and the frame was made by engineer Tawfiq Nasr. So this was made here. You don't know that. The iconostasis was designed and finished and fixed by the people here. Mohandes Tawfiq Nasr, he designed all that, and also he put the frame and he fixed these icons 6 inch by 6 inch. And they are tongue and groove system, the very old system of having inside to one another. Tongue they call it tongue and groove. لسان كده في groove فيه ويدخل فيه. And also my wood staple. He fixed that. Also, السدف ده سموه ايه؟ What they do, they call a sadaf then. Arc of sadaf that is more nesito. This was brought from Egypt, sheetskin, and it was cut, the white one. I will, ismo eh? Not ivory. No, it's a real. Yeah, no. The egg, another story, but I'm speaking about the frame around every cross and in the middle. This is, it's a real material from the sea. They got it from the shells of the sea and they bake it and they put it in sheets. I will get the name. It's not in my mind now, the name in English. But in Arabic, it's sadaf. Sadaf al-ha'i'i. Yeah. لا له اسم تاني كمان يا لم. So anyhow, when His Holiness comes to consecrate, first of all, the consecration must be done by a bishop or the patriarch. So the priest is not allowed. Like the altar, exactly. And this is made by the bishop by a certain prayers. Like the ordination of the deacons, there is a special in the book of ordinations and consecrations, there are special prayers for the icon. And then he takes the mayroon, the holy oil, and cross all the icons by his hand. And we bring a ladder for him to get up and to do it by his hand or the bishop's hands. That's why these icons cannot be taken out of the church. It's something specialized for the church. From the moment of the consecration by the Mayroon, Zayt al-Mayroon, the Holy Chrism of Mayroon, it's no one is allowed. That's why when we take the blessing of the icon, we take something valuable, not just photo or picture. Any other question? Very good, Jan, and to raise this. Sorry? The egg. The egg deep oyster egg, yeah, maksura. And they used to put that. Why? It's known about this this kind of bird, which is the ostrich. Yeah. When she puts the egg in Naima, when she puts the egg, she tried to hide the egg. And because she is not wise, she is one of the foolishest birds in the whole world. I remember when I was in America in 1984, we visited the adventures. Adventure is something like the Hollywood studios, and in this adventure we saw some of the activities of the people. One of them was this ocean. Her trainer spent 5 years just to teach her how to go until the door and back. 5 years to train her, just to give you an idea how fool is she. So she used to hide the egg and forgets where the egg is. So we put this egg to say that even Even if the mother forgets her babe, the Lord will never forget you. دي فايدة بيضة النعمة. The Lord puts his eyes on us. Some other explanation say that this bird stirs her eyes on the egg so as not to forget where it was. And even the female, when she wants to go, the male replaces her to be under their eyes all the time until the chick come out of the egg. So it means that the eyes of the Lord are focused on every one of us. And this is the meaning of this egg. Any other question? نحن خليها ritual lesson now. Why not? مهم ان انتو تستفيدوا يعني. Do you have a question? Not in mind. I have a question about the gospel of tomorrow. We'll change the topic today. Today is, or tomorrow is what we call the prodigal son, Sunday. The third Sunday of the Great Lent is called the prodigal son, Sunday. And we want to have some questions, some discussion about this prodigal son. Number one, the father had two sons. In this parable written in St. Luke chapter 15, he spoke about three parables. One of them about a woman who lost one dinar. She cleaned all the house and she lit a candle and searched in every corner of the house until she found the dinar. And when she found it, she invited all her neighbors and family, saying, "Come and rejoice with me. I found my lost dinar." This is the parable. The other one is the lost sheep. A shepherd had 100 sheep. One of them gone astray. He lost it. And then he left the 99 and went searching for number 100. And he was searching and searching and searching in the mountains and the hills and in the valleys until he found it. And then when he found it, he carried it on his shoulder and came back to the rest of his sheep. That's why in some icons you see the shepherd carrying one of the sheep on his shoulder, because he was lost. When he found it, he put it on his shoulder. The third parable was the prodigal son. And the three parables are three parables about the kingdom of heaven. This is what the Lord said in the beginning. So, the lost dinar that woman found, and the lost sheep that the shepherd found, and the prodigal son who repented and came back, are explaining the same topic. What is that? What is the topic? Repentance. Anything lost from God, anything, any creation, any human being who is lost from God, he needs to come back. Needs to come back. Back to my question. Why the father had two sons only? And what is the meaning of the elder son and the younger one. Hi, Mike.
The Jews and the Gentiles? Jewish nation and the Gentiles?
Yeah. This is one of the explanations that the elder son was Jew, the Jews. He resembled the Jews. The Jews are the children of God. And the younger one resembles the Gentiles, who were non-believers. But why did he say a man had two sons? Why? If these are what they was known as the people of God, and the other were non and the non-believers, why did he say a man had two sons? Because the Lord is the Lord of the whole world. And when he chose the people of Israel, starting with Abraham, he started to have the what they call children of God, Israel, from Abraham, his grandfather. When he asked him to come out of the house of his father in his way to the promised land. And his grandson, Jacob, was called Israel. And the promises started from Abraham, because he was the first one to be devout and good man in the whole world at that time. Even his father was idol worshiper. So the world was divided into two tribes, or two kinds of two peoples. One called Jewish, or children of God, and one Gentiles. Gentiles mean the idol worshippers, who are strange from God, who didn't know God. But still, God considered them his children. And this is a very important point. Even if I am a prodigal, even if I am far from God, he still considers me his son. And he will never deny me from his fatherhood to me until the end of my life. After the end of my life, it will be another story. But so long I live here, I'm still his son. Either Muslim, Chinese, worshipping cows, worshipping mice or mouses like the Indians. You know that they worship rats? I read that last week. They have a temple of the rats. Anyhow, but still he is my father. And this is a very important point which gives me hope in my life. Even if I am far from him, but he still considers me his son. This is number one. Number two, which one of the sons was good and which one was not good? The older can good, with 10 he can mish good. Both bad. Jihan. الكبير كان بار والتاني منان. Comes from Gentiles is better than us. Both are bad, or both were bad. But the youngest was better than the oldest. We'll explain it. If the older was righteous, he must have accepted and received his younger brother with joy. But he was not good. He was jealous. He was living in the house of his father, but not by heart. He was not delighting the love of his father, but he was searching and waiting for the money of his father. The lamb that he was dreaming that his father may give him to celebrate with his friends outside. So this is a very dangerous kind of people. Why? Because they are in the church, but by body. They are in this area, but their hearts are not from this area. Unfortunately, they did not love their father. They loved the possessions of their father. They were waiting for their fathers to give them. But they were not delighting of the love of their father. That's why he was not happy. He was betraying himself. And at the same time, he lived in the house of his father under the concept of slavery as a servant. He was very enraged, very angry, and he left the celebration after the coming back of his brother. And he left the celebration, left the party. And the father went out to him, begging him to come. And look what did he say to him. Years and years I'm serving you, serving me. You are not a servant. You are a son. If you feel that you are serving God, no. One day, a non-Christian, he was a terrorist. And his story is very long, but I will give you just a very small part about that. He was a terrorist, and he lived in America. After a certain accident, he started to come back to the Lord. He was Muslim, Egyptian. And then he prayed. For the first time in his life to pray. It's a long story. Maratani, another time I give you the story. But he said, if you appear to me and I see your face, like what these people say all the time, I will believe in you. And then the Lord appeared to him. And he said, I'm now ready to die for you. The Lord said, I died for you. You don't need to die for me. We don't serve him. He redeems us. And if we live in the church thinking that we are serving the Lord, who are we to serve the Lord? The angels praise before him all time in heavens. We don't serve him. We serve ourselves in his camp, in his bosom, under his protection. And this is a very important point. That's why the elder son, we are not judging the elder son. But we are classifying, and we are explaining the position of the elders, and to know, because every time we concentrate on the prodigal son, who was lost, was dead and lived and was lost, and we found it. No, it's not that. I will give you also the main reason of this parable. So the elder son was living in the church, but he was not living in the church. He was not benefiting from the church. He was thinking that when he goes to the church on Sunday, attends the Mass, receives the Holy Communion, shares the chance in the church, serves in Sunday school or in the kitchen or with the needy or whatever the service, that satisfies God. No, please. Don't have this concept. We do that because we need to do that. Because without that, we will never feel the real love of God to us. That's why when the elder son said to him, years, many years, I'm serving you, and you did not even give me a lamb to rejoice with my friends. Oh, you are not rejoicing here in my house? You are not happy here? How come? You are not happy here? You must be happy here. You understand the idea? We must be happy here. If we say Alhamdulillah, Shukur Allah, thank God, we are not like the prodigal son who took portion of inheritance and wasted in vain and in lustful life. We are not that good. But what are you to God? Where is your position to God? Your real father, to Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. This is a very important point. Why do I say that? Because we are in the church. Okay. And I am in the church. I'm a priest. I'm a deacon. I'm a bishop. I'm a patriarch. And all of a sudden, I fall sick. Why? Why do you let me have this disease? I serve you. I am in the church. Or I have a problem. Or I lose one of my beloved people. Or I fail in an exam. Or I face a problem in my work and say, oh, is this the result of my attendance in your church? Ask yourself, if I do that, do I love God really from my heart? No, I don't love Him. I love His givings to me. I love Him when He gives. But when he does not give, I'm not happy. And this is the feeling of the elder son. And we feel that the elder son was righteous and the prodigal son was bad and lost. No. Both were bad, unfortunately. Like what Fabi said. So, this is a very important, my beloved in Christ. We don't want to speak about the prodigal son tonight. We will leave it tomorrow. Today we want to speak about the elder son. Besides that, he was not happy in the house of his father, although he was with his father. Look what the father replied to him. He said, oh my son, you are with me all time, and all what I have you have. خد بالك انت معي في كل حين وكل ما لي هو لك. Why do you feel that you are poor? You are my son. As much as I am rich, you are the same. I am compassionate and you are compassionate. I am love and you are love. I am eternal and you are eternal. I am speakable and you are speech. My Holy Spirit I give you. You live with my Holy Spirit. My Holy Spirit dwells in you. كل ما لي فهو لك. This is a marvelous word. He said to the elder son, everything I have, all what I have is yours. Why did he say that? Because the portion of the prodigal son already taken. So the rest was supposed to be for the elder one. But unfortunately, he did not feel that. And here is a question. Do you feel that the Lord is your father when you aren't in the church? Or you feel that you are satisfying him when you come to the church? Or you feel that you are doing that for him to take care of you? No, my beloved in Christ. He shines his sun on the wicked and the righteous. Right? This is what he said. He is the true light for everyone. And he gives everyone, not according to our deeds, but according to his Godhead, according to his great love. And if we have this concept, we will never complain against him, whatever happens to us. Whatever, whatsoever happens to me, I will never complain. Why? Because the most important thing for me, when I am in my father's house, with my father, again, the most important issue to me when I am in my father's house is my father himself. Gives or not, doesn't give, it's okay for me. Enough for me that I have my father. Enough for me that he warms me. Enough for me that he is present whenever I say, our Father in heaven. He says, yes, I am here. Hallowed be thy name. My name is hallowed in you. Give us this day our daily bread. I take care of everything in your life. Don't worry about that. I will give you what to eat, what to dress, what to work. I'll give you all these the Gentiles ask. Just ask for the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. What is that? The Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this is the lesson of tonight. We speak about the elder son. Speak about the elder son. And we postpone the younger one until tomorrow. But this is a very important. I hope that you in the Sunday school teachers and a sheriff and a couple of servants. I hope you have a play, prepare a play about the prodigal son. And do not stop at the prodigal son when he says to his father, my father, I have sinned to heavens and in your sight. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your servants. Do not stop at that. Continue the dialogue which happened between the father and the elder son. And let the last scene of this play be what? Guess. Who can read my mind? Who can read my mind? And as last scene of this play, Eden, por exemplo, está ali. E Noé. E ele vai com o Atene. Camille. Give hug to his younger brother. I hope that this becomes the last scene in the play. You know, Yuhdun hugs his young brother, saying, "Now I took the lesson from my father. I'm happy that you became with me again. I'm happy that you came back to the house," and gives him hug and kisses. "I dream that you may have this play one day." It's very important. Very important. So the two brothers are not separated because they are two brothers and have one father. And this father will be very happy when his sons love one another, when his sons are in harmony, the elder one and the younger one. I'm sure that the end of the parable was not just the father said to him, "You are with me all time, what you have, all what I have, you have." But we had to celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and he lived and was lost and we found him. The rest is the elder son says, "Okay, I'm sorry, father. Go with him inside, hug his brother." This is what we need in the church. If we live this life in the church, number one, judgment will come forever. No one judged the others. Never. Never. If I love my brother or sister, I will never judge him. Number two, hatred will go forever. Number three, jealousy. Jealousy will go forever. Number four, love will grow forever between me and my brothers. But I want to conclude with just one. What is the main goal? What is the main goal of this parable? In your mind, what is the main goal? We are speaking about Ibn al-Shatir and Lu'a 15, Injil bata' bukr. إيه في بالكو كده إيه الهدف بتاع الإنجيل بتاع بكرة ده بعد الشرح اللي أنا قلته ده بقى. After this explanation, what is the main goal? Guess كده, what is the main goal? أيها يا مريم. The main goal says that the Father is seeking for everyone, those who are inside and those who are outside, the elder ones and the younger ones, those who left him physically and those who left him spiritually. They did not leave him physically, but they left him spiritually. And he's still our father, and he still loves us, and he is still searching for us, awaiting for us, helping us to come back. This is what happened with the prodigal son, inshallah. Explain inshallah tomorrow. But as for now, the main goal is to say, here is our father. 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, no, 3 weeks ago, at the pre-Lent Sunday pre-Lent. It was our Father who sees in the secret and give a reward in open. Right? The first Sunday about the treasures. Put your treasures in heaven, and your Father in heaven will reward you, keep them for you without any thief to steal or any corrosion to come to it. Second, I am your Father. I will fight for you. I will fight for you as I conquered Satan on the mountain, fasting 40 days and 40 nights, defeating Satan. I'm still ready to defeat Satan for you. Every day and night, every time you come to me, I will cast him out of your life. And tomorrow, inshallah, I am the father of the elder son who is inside by body, but not by spirit. And I am also the father of my son who is out body and spirit. And I work for both of them to come spiritually to be with me. How is that goal, beta? This is the goal of this parable of tomorrow. That's why he concentrated on the woman who searched for the denarii, concentrated on the shepherd who searched for the lost sheep until he found him, and the father who was awaiting in the window every day until he saw his son coming. He hurried and took him in his bosom, hugged him with his dirty clothes and dirty body and dusty life. He did not wait until they washed him and dressed him and put on his shoes. This is our Father in heaven. Darabbana li bihibben. And if we know the heart of our Father, we should not ignore his love to us, but exchange his love to us from our side, loving him much. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? 8:30 bizarre. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thine the kingdom, the power. نشكر صانع الخيرات الرحوم الله وربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه سترنا وعنا حفظنا قبلنا ليه اشفق علينا وعضنا وتبنا لدي الساعة وأيضا فلنسأل أن يحفظنا في هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام من الضابط الكل رب الله سيد رب الإله الضابط الكل أبو ربنا له مخلص صانع المسيح شكرك على كل حال من أجل كل حال وفي كل حال أنك سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا وقبلتنا ليك شفقت علينا وعضتنا وتدبنا لهذه الساعة من أجل هذا نسأل من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا كل سلام مع مخافتك الحسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان وأمرة الناس الأشرار قيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين زعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن مدارك المقدس هذا مصالح حياتنا ونافعات فرزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان دوس الحياة والعقارب بكل قوة العدو ولا تخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير نعم الرفات حبة البشر الواتي ابنك الوحيد ربنا أنا من قبل المسيح الذي من قبل المجد والكرم والعز السجود تليق بك مع الروح القدس المحمي ساو لك أنا كل وانا الدهدود أمين حمني الله كعظيم رحمتك ومثل كثرة رأفاتك إثمي أغسلني كثيرا من إثمي من خطة طهرني إني عارف بإثمي خطة تمامي في كل حين لك وحدك أخطأت الشر قدامك صنعت كي تتبرر في أقوالك وتغلب ما تحكمت
ان يا لذب الاثام حب الابي وفي الخطايا وردت امي انك هكذا قد احببت الحق اذا وضعت اليوم بحكمتك مستراتها تمنع علي بزفاك فاطول تغسلني فابيض اكثر من التلي اسمعني سرونا فرح فتبتعي يوم تواضع اصرف وجهك عن خطايا وكل اثامي بل نقيا نخلق فيها الله روح مستقيما جديد في احشائي لا تطرح من امام وجهك روح قدوس لا تنزعه مني نحن بهجه خلاصك وبروح رئاسين عضدني عالم أتم تركك والمنافقون إليك يرجعون نجينا من الدماء يا الله إلى خلاص يبتاج لساني بعدك يا رب افتح شفتي فأنطق تسبحتك إنك لو أثرت ذبيحة لكنت الآن أعطي ولكنك لا تسرب المحرقات الذبيحة لا روح منسحب قلب منكسر ومتواضع لا يدله الله نم يا رب مسألتك على صهيون تبنى أسفار الرشيم ينادون سر الذبائح لأجل قربان المحرقات ينادون يقربون على مذابحك العجول هللويا قوموا يا بني النور سبح رب القوات لكوننا معلينا وخلاص نفوسنا عندما نقف أمام الجسد ينزم عقولنا أم الغفلة أعطنا يا رب يا أقدار كي نفهم كيف نقف أمامك وقت الصلاة ونرسل لك لفوت تمجيد الله ونفوز بفران قطعنا الكثير المجد لك يا مبدل البشر.
Behold, blessed are all you servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in sanctuary. And bless the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
Glory be to you, Lord of mankind. Feltan wasira chukudamaka rabbika qawna fahimni. Letadkhul talbati ila hadratika ya rabbika kalimataka hini. Tafidu shafatai subh da ma'alamtani hukukak. لساني يجيب أقوالك لأن جميع أنصاك عادلة لتكن يدك لتخلصني لأن اشتهيت وصياك اشتقت إلى خلاصك يا رب ناموسك وتلاوتي تحيا نفسي وتسبحك وأحكامك تعينني ضللت مثل الخروف الضال فاطلب عبدك فإني لوصاياك لم أنسى Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit
now and forevermore Amen. Glory be to the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lover of mankind, and help your mother, the Virgin Mary, and all your saints. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Let God rise on all his enemies, scatter on those who despise his holy name, will disperse before him. As for your people, may they more praise through your blessing 2,000 for performing your will. Open my lips, O God, and make my tongue praise you. Amen.
Alleluia. Choice nine on, choice nine on, Alleluia. Elephron, if you ought to be sheared and bebno, my tongue, I've not you know what I mean. Kidmal Ulam and Salat and Selim Borok, what the Messi, Malika Lehi, Arguan, Ephelik, Tail Katira. من مزامير وتراتيل معلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته علينا امين